Hi, everybody. Here's a picture of Dad when he was 2 years old. Dad was born in the Glasgow Royal Infirmary on the 21st of February, 1942. Who knew what an amazing life he was about to have at this ripe old age of two? I suspect that Dad probably did. Okay, this one here is a teenage picture. This is teenage Dad. We think he was aged between about 13, 14 at the time. Francesca might be able to tell us more what age he was. I'll explain that later. Here you can see he's a height of fashion, as always. And Dad left Deniston in the east end of Glasgow and moved to the more leafy suburbs of Bearsden around this age. In fact, looking at that, we think he still has these trousers. I believe it was around this time that on a certain trip to the holiday resort of Largs on the west coast of Scotland, that he met a certain teenage Glasgow Italian beauty called Francesca Nardini. And indeed, all these years later, Francesca has made the trip down here to be here today, so it's really great to see you, Francesca. Thank you. This photo, we think Dad is around 20. He's here with his mother and father, Robert and Silver, or Bobby, those of you that knew him, and his beloved dog, Bing. You'll notice that Aunt Diane isn't there, but you'll see pictures of our beautiful auntie later, so don't worry. Now, undoubtedly, the happiest moment of Dad's life would be when he met the love of his life, the incredible Janet Skinner, our mum. He set eyes on her when she was 17, and he pursued her tirelessly until some years later she finally agreed to be his wife. I believe this was another one of the happiest memories of Dad's life, and indeed there were many. One thing I'll always remember about my mother and father was that they were always happy. They always reminded us how lucky they were to have what they have had and how lucky we are to have what we have got. Which is very wise words indeed. Mum and Dad were very strong believers in carpe diem, or as we more likely to say, seize the day. And they certainly both did this. Or as we would say nowadays, they certainly live life to the max. And this is Murray Ogston, who I'm sure all of you know in this room. He was Dad's lifelong best friend and most trusted advisor. This is them in their formal gear, looking rather dapper. But don't worry, later on, we couldn't resist showing you how they actually normally dressed. And here you go. This is them on holiday in Rimini, in Italy. They were girl hunting, apparently. I'm not sure how successful they were. So wow. Lock up your daughters, Italian fathers. The boys are back in town. Okay, another happiest moment of Dad's life was the birth of his beautiful, talented, and generally fantastic three children. Fiona, Neil, and of course David. Dad and Mum gave us the happiest childhoods we could ever have hoped for. It was packed full of fantastic holidays, fun and play. We never forget all those great holidays we spent with families such as the Jordans, Joe sitting there, and the Gustafsons, who are in Canada. Ever the analyst, Dad used to take us, and every holiday we went to, Dad recorded our memories after to see who remembered the most and who had the best memory. And then he would analyse the statistics and produce a report. And send it to Afshan to type, probably. Or Lake. Anyway, Fiona believes she won these competitions, which, in all honesty, isn't an amazing thing, considering she was the oldest. And I was probably about 2 years old during these holidays. But she likes to remind me that she won that competition. So here we have some pictures of us as youngsters. And that beautiful guy there is me. This is David, or Wee Dumper, as Dad liked to call me, because Dad had nicknames for everybody on Earth, including himself, the King of Birmingham. So you can see on this picture, I'm sporting my trademark bad face, which I think I could probably still do. We don't have a picture of Neil just now, but we'll see him later on with his new family. Is that Neil? Oh, yeah. Sorry, Neil. That's our brother, Neil. And that's Fiona. Fiona, can you go back? There, or Fonzo Banjo, as Dad used to affectionately call it. Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to hand over to Afshan now, who's going to take you through his academic career and his work life. Thank you very much.